Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, we've got our guest online, and that is Hazrat Mulana Saleji, the guest of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is there on at Mina, I would imagine by now. Let's welcome Hazrat Mulana Saleji. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Mulana Saleji, everything well on your side? How's the journey going, the journey of Hajj?
Ji, alhamdulillah, Muli Zaid, Allah shukar. This morning, myself and a group of about 150 hujjaj, we left Aziziyah and we walked into Mina. It was a beautiful morning in Makkah al-Mukarrama, cool, calm. And as we walked into Mina, the reception that we received was so encouraging, and so it was a welcoming reception. And now, alhamdulillah, most of the hujjaj are coming in via bus. It is waiting for the last buses to come in. And all, when once all the hujjaj are here in Mina, then the authorities of the state get here. So most of the hujjaj are in, alhamdulillah, some are engaged in ibadah, some are resting, but we're waiting now the program of the gate to commence, inshallah, which
will be inshallah. So, Mulana, just to clarify, Mulana, in the 150 hujjaj went walking. Is this correct?
Yes. I do the walking hajj, alhamdulillah,
Jee,
for the last few years. And I encourage the hujjaj to walk the first leg, which is from Aziziyah into Mina, because we do not know what time the buses are going to get here. So I encourage them that those that get suspended, waiting, etc., is not a very difficult walk. It's about an hour's walk and a nice, cool walk. And it can be managed by those who have moderate fitness also. And so we walked up, and alhamdulillah, before Ishraq, which is about half past six, we were in the camp in Mina, alhamdulillah.
So it's about a 5-6 kilometer walk, is this correct?
Yes. It's about 6 kilometers.
Gee. Okay, and
so it wasn't bad at all. And the judge had walked was very, very inspired, but they walked with this sector. And inshallah, going forward onto Arafah, which will leave tomorrow Ba'd al-Fajr, inshallah, after Fajr, we'll proceed towards Arafah, walking also, the distance of about 16 kilometers to our camp. So it takes about approximately 4 hours to get into Arafah.
And the crowds walking, is
so
it...
So our campaign is...
Jake,
sorry?
No, it is just a question.
Our campaign is that... We leave the Fajr over Waqf. Immediately after Fajr, we proceed to gather outside the camp. And on Fajr here, Azan can go at about 11 minutes past 4. Then we give them chance of Sunnah. And immediately that the Fajr Namaz takes place. And immediately thereafter, we gather outside and start the walk. So basically, when the sun really gets strong around that time, we're already entering into Arafah and ready for our camp.
Mulana, just to take us through the night, what happened last night, what time, I believe there was some other hujjaj also had left last night to go to Mina. So just take us through the night, what happened, what time you read, the hujjaj read Fajr. What time did this journey to Mina begin, commence?
We are at the Sidnat al-Awwam. Last night after Isha Salah, we had a muzakara. We went through the 5 days of Hajj again. And we requested of the judge that they go and rest as soon as possible and to wake up around 3 o'clock in the morning. So at 3 o'clock in the morning, they could have a bath and change into Ihram and come into the Masallah, perform the Tahajjud Salah. And approximately 5 to 4, we told them to perform the Turaqah Salah to Ihram, which they had duly done. And thereafter, intention was made for Hajj, and then the talbiyah was recited. The atmosphere changed. It was a very fine atmosphere because everybody, all the men in the Salah, approximately 100 of them, were reciting the talbiyah with such enthusiasm and such emotion. And we had our Qari Abdullah Ishaq with us who rectified the recitation of the talbiyah with tajweed and with more emphasis. And alhamdulillah, we find that the Haji really, really got into the mood of singing. And from all the way from Mina, from Azizia, right into our camps, and the judge was reciting the talbiyah audibly as we walked up into Mina. It was such a wonderful feeling to get them reciting and to be walking towards Mina early in the morning.
MashaAllah, it really sounds beautiful to have this enthusiastic mindset, because otherwise you're just looking at, I was looking at the facts about the Al-Mashayir train. So that maybe to someone who's lazy, it seems to be very fancy and something that may be an option. But really, the ideal is this, to walk and to embrace it, every footstep in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal. We always speak about it.
The first 8 days in Azizia, the Hijjah, when we moved into Azizia, then the ulama made mashwara on how to make the minds of the judge. So a comprehensive program was chalked out for the judge, and they were encouraged to fit in those programs where bayans were delivered daily and zikr programs held daily. Yasin Khatam, all these programs were held after every Salah daily, so that the Hujjaj get the idea, or they get they come into the frame of mind of what was the reason they have come here. And in order to achieve this, we have noticed that these type of programs need to take place, and the Hujjaj need to be encouraged to take part in these programs so that they get the full benefit of the 5 days of Hajj.
And with all the apps, you need to have your phone. So it's so easy to be taken away with your phone because you are right there. And our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Ridaul Laksab, he always says, of this nature, he says, Khalwat me jalwate, or jalwat me khalwate. So you are in seclusion, but you are actually in public because you're connecting with your phone. And sometimes you are in public, but you're in seclusion because you are just engrossed in your phone. So like this, you can be on this, on the plains of Mina and all the different places, but your heart is not there. And this is so important that, alhamdulillah, the ulama work together to direct the masses to do the right acts and to occupy them in all these great, great ibadat, inshallah. Any other electrifying moments?
With regard to that, we emphasize on the usage of the phone to be kept at a bare minimum. And we also emphasize that no photographs, no videos will be sent, because this is a very high act of ibadah.
Definitely.
And it's supposed to be done with focus and with attention. And you cannot be distracted in this act. So we encourage them that to leave the phone, not to get distracted with the phone. And alhamdulillah, most of them adhering to that, where they have to use their phones, it is used for the recitation of the Quran or the Fatih Durood, etc. So we make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a very great trick, the usage of the phone. It is distracting everything, all the ibadah is getting distracted. There's no yaksui, there's no focus. So Allah ta'ala gives us hidayat that we also use this great trick that's upon us, and focus on the ibadah and come back to Allah subhanahu.
I mean. And as Mulana is speaking, I'm just realizing, because how important it is to have a good companion during this Hajj journey. Now imagine someone who's just engrossed in taking photographs and making it like some, you know, destination where we're going for holiday, different, we're uploading on Facebook. You just lose the entire emphasis of why you are there. You spend so much of money all of this has just been thrown away because, all because that heart is not captivated and focusing on the real aspect of as to why we came. So this is valid, important points that Mulana is sharing for us also, who's inshallah going to go in the future, that an important alim, an important companion who is focused on the akhirah, this is vital for our journey to become easy. Mulana, any other aspects, inspiring incidents that took place? We heard one Haji passed away.
As we have mentioned, there's 2 points. One is choose your companion properly when you're going for Hajj. You need somebody that can lead you and can lead you in the right direction and channel your energies. So we tell them, if you've got enough energy and you don't want to have done your ibadah, you want to do something else, make ikram, make khidna of the Hujjaj, and teach the needs of the Hujjaj. That's also part of Hajj. So alhamdulillah, the Hujjaj have got together and they have brought breakfast packs for our Hujjaj. Before we left the hotel, they distributed the breakfast packs and it was much appreciated by the Hujjaj, because when they came here in the morning, there was no breakfast till now, so breakfast will be served just now. And they were hungry, and yeah, you can imagine how much they appreciated that food that has come. So while we're talking, the breakfast is changing now.
Awesome.
The second point I would like to bring to the attention of the listeners is that do not wait till your old age to do your Hajj.
Mm.
Hajj should be performed as quick as possible, and Hajj should be performed in this kind of age, when a person is young, able, and he can take the conditions that are prevailing at the moment. As you know, the haram has been expanded. You have to look far. Or even if you live in close, when you're going to the haram, your route has been changed via the various the barricades that have been put up. So a person needs to be young. A person needs to be fit. Because the amount of walking that is done in your Hajj journey, I can safely say in your whole life, you never walk so much. If a person is intending to do the walking Hajj, it's approximately 100 kilometers in the 5 days of Hajj. Besides that, in your stay in Medina, in your stay in Makkah, in your stay in Azizia, every day you're walking from place to place. So I encourage and I'm giving this message to you, that let us get into the system that's prevalent at the moment and try and come for Hajj as quick as possible to fulfill this great prize that Allah Ta'ala has made for upon us, and so we can read properly in full concentration in our youth and devotion, inshallah Ta'ala.
Mulana, just one more question before we leave you. I know the food is waiting. We shouldn't keep the food waiting. But we heard one Haji passed away this morning. Does Mulana have any information, more information on this?
This morning at 3 o'clock in the morning, I received a phone call from one of our Haji, Haji Zaid Qadi, who the Haji that passed away is his neighbor. Apparently, he had come for Haji with his mom, with his mother. And till last night, or till the early hours of this morning, was fine. But in the hukum of Allah, whatever Allah decrees, rather bil qada, it was in the hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he passed away. So now, last year also, we had a case in Khidmat al-Awwam where the Hadi passed away after performing his Umrah. So there's a whole process that needs to be followed before the body is released for burial, for ghusl and burial. So inshallah, Allah Ta'ala has accepted him at a young age. He has come for Umrah, for Hajj, and Allah Ta'ala has accepted him to be buried here in the graveyard of Makkah al-Mukarrama. It's a new graveyard that half an hour from the Haram. Inshallah, one of our next conversation, I can give you the last year we went through the whole sequence of events. When a person happens to pass away here in Mecca, how the body is treated and how with respect how he's taken to the ghusl khana, there are various departments. And some days brought back into the Haram, etc. Inshallah, one of our coming up programs, we can discuss this later, inshallah ta'ala.
Inshallah. We really, really appreciate the time given from Mina. Alhamdulillah. I must say myself, I'm benefiting so much. This inspirational messages and the lessons also, it just gives us that fragrance that we can also have a piece of it. Alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Mulana, do not forget us in your du'as, supplication.
One last request before you go, right, is that the ummah that is going to Africa, it has engaged in du'a, that Allah Ta'ala makes our hajj easy for us, that Allah accepts our hajj and grants us the hajj maqbool and mabrur. Although they cannot be here physically, but they can be in their du'as, and they can be in our du'as, inshallah.
Inshallah, inshallah. Jazakumullah khairah. Make du'a. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Mulana Saleji, mashallah, a warm message for one and all, and inspiring too, alhamdulillah. And we find as we are listening to more and more experiences, it is making our perception for those who haven't been much easier. I was speaking to you earlier and I said to you about taking your parents for Hajj. And then after that, I read the message that was sent to us of the Haji that passed away. And what an honor, Brother Ibrahim Khan, Marhum Ibrahim Khan, who saved up money to take his mother for Hajj, and then eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on this morning of the 8th of Dhul Hijjah 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 13th of June, takes this brother Ibrahim Khan to the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is good on the one end, and you'll say a loss for those who knew him. We don't know him. We didn't know him much. We never heard of his name. But when you heard this, mashallah, it must have been something special that he had done. Was it because of his respect? Was it because of that yearning desire to take his mother for Hajj? Was it because of his special qualities which we didn't know of, but we know of his death? Sometimes you get to know a person after they pass away. You never heard of the person. But when they pass, for me, for example, Hazrat Mulana Yunus Patel, rahimullah, I learned more from his life after he had passed away than when I was still maybe not of age, I would say, of age to learn, but maybe not of maturity to learn, maybe not of spirituality to learn. But over time you realize and you regret, but then you can still take benefit from their lives, from their lessons. This is the major aspect. May Allah Azza wa Jal give us, make us people who take lessons so that we may become better people. And lessons can only be derived in that which is in conformity with the Sharia. Then you will see your life is blooming in the right, blossoming in the right direction. And then you'll see the world and how they honor you. Even after you've gone, your name has been taken. What a pious person. Look at this. You know, قِيلَ ادْخُلِ الْجَنَّةِ. It was said to him, enter into Jannah. Who was this? That incident is mentioned in Surah Yasin too. So, this whole Habib was a Najjar. He was a carpenter, a Najjar, Habib Najjari. A carpenter. Nobody knew of him. And when they came to know of him, he told them, follow the messengers. وَجَاءَ مِنْ أَقْصَى الْمَدِينَةِ رَجُلُ يَسْعَى قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اتَّبِعُوا الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Follow the messengers. اتَّبِعُوا مَنْ لَا يَسْأَلُكُمْ أَجْرًا. Follow those who do not ask for any ajr, any reward. Their sole focus is for you to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in this regard, thereafter, forever now, we'll know Habib Najjar, because we read it in the tafsir. His name is there, recorded. He was the one who said, and they wanted to pelt him to death. They wanted to kill him, everything. Eventually, it was said to him, enter into Jannah. Enter into Jannah. So that is when it counts. Innamal a'malu bil khawatim. Narration of Bukhari Sharif. actions are dependent on that last, what happened? This Haji passed away. MashaAllah, during the journey of Hajj. Allah Azza wa Jal make it easy. And accept. Allahumma ghfir lil Hajj wa liman istaghfara lahu al Hajj. That's the dua.